မင်္ဂလာပါခင်ဗျာကျွန်တော် Kenneth ပါ Greetings I'm Kenneth နေကောင်းရလား How are you Let's start the pattern practices for a new lesson သင်္ကန်းစာအသစ် That's how you say a new lesson You have just listened to a dialogue where Winsome plays host and treats Nang U and Samantha to a delicious home-cooked family meal Let's focus on the phrase Amana ne That's roughly translated as don't hold backWhen Winston is urging Samantha to take full advantage of his hospitality and eat as much as she can. It involves the use of a negative verb, amana, a negative verb, and ending the sentence with the particle ne, a command particle, that allows you to say things like don't eat, don't drink, don't go, don't come. It's basically a command forbidding people from doing something. In the book for this chapter, under Pattern Practice 1,called Don't Do This. There are a series of commands like that, so I would lead you through them. Follow along, please. Masane, don't eat. Mathaune, don't drink. Mathwane, don't go. Malane, don't come. Mayune, don't take. Mawane, don't buy. Bauxi,Masane, don't eat the meat bun. Bia mathaune, don't drink the beer. Yong mathwane, don't go to the office. Chang malane, don't come to the school. Kong mayune, don't take the chair. Gengmo mawane, don't buy the cake.All right, moving on. At some point in the dialogue, Winston asks Samantha if she eats certain types of food, and Samantha replies yes and no accordingly. So let's try to practice these types of exchanges. Under Pattern Practice 2, Types of Meat, there are a series of short exchanges that are scripted out. I'll lead you through them. Follow along, please. Jatta sala, do you eat chicken?Okay, jatta sabare. Yes, I eat chicken. Nga sala, do you eat fish? Okay, nga sabare, I eat fish. Bazon sala, do you eat shrimp? Okay, bazon sabare, yes, I eat shrimp. Ameda sala, do you eat beef? Okay.Ameda sabare. Yes, I eat beef. Chatta masane. Don't eat the chicken. Okay. Chatta masabu. Okay, I won't eat chicken. Nga masane. Don't eat the fish. Okay. Nga masabu. Okay, I won't eat fish. Bazo masane. Don't eat the shrimp. Okay.Okay, I won't eat the shrimp. Ameda masane. Don't eat the beef. Okay, ameda masabu. Okay, I won't eat beef. Let's focus now on two specific questions that Winston asks Samantha. First, he asks, Asa sanain la? Asa sanain la? Can you handle spicy food? Can you eat?Spicy food. The verbs that he uses is the verb sa, to eat, plus the auxiliary verb nine, to ask, can you do something? Sa nine la, that's how you ask, can you eat? And another question that he asks is, nga si bian chai la? Nga si bian chai la? Do you like nga si bian fish curry?In this chapter under Pattern Practice 3, titled, Do You Like This Flavor?There is a series of exchanges designed to help you master these verbs. So let's get through them. I'll lead you through them, okay? Asa sanain la. Can you eat spicy food? Okay. Sanain e asa chaite. Yes, I can. I like spicy food. Anga sanain la. Can you eat salty food? Okay. Sanain e angan chaite.Yes, I can. I like salty food. Aka sanain la. Can you eat bitter food? Hoke, sanai ne. Akachai te. Yes, I can. I like bitter food. Acho sanai la. Can you eat sweet things? Hoke, sanai ne. Acho chai te. Yes, I can. I like sweet things. Ache sanai la. Can you eat sour things? Hoke, sanai ne. Achen chaite. Yes, I can. I like sour things. All right, moving on. Let's take a look at one of Samantha's answers in the negative. When she's asked, does she like to eat beef? She says, amedado masabushin. Amedado masabushin. I don't really eat beef, though. Ameda is beef. Masabu is the negative verb to eat, so it's don't eat. Shin is the politeness sentence and particle for women speakers. The key here is the particle do following the word ameda for beef. So she says amedado, amedado. That's the equivalent of however or though, as in the English expression, I don't really eat beef though. I don't really eat beef, however. It's one of the particles that you can use to minimize the effects of a negative response to somebody offering something. It's the difference between a very blunt, I don't eat beef, and a much softer, I don't eat beef though, or I don't really eat beef. In this chapter for the book, under Pattern Practice 4, titled I Don't Really Eat That, there are a series of expressions to practice, so I'll lead you through them. Follow along, please. At the end of my sentences, I'm going to be using the male politeness particle, 噛呀. If you're a woman, don't forget to switch it to 噛. Here we go. Wetado masabu kamya. I don't really eat pork though. Weta asato masabu kamya. I don't really eat spicy pork though. Ngado masabu kamya. I don't really eat fish though. Nga achendo masabu kamya. I don't really eat sour fish though. Bazundo masabu kamya. I don't really eat prawn though. Bazon achen do masabu kamya. I don't really eat sour prawn though. When Samantha was asked why she doesn't eat beef, she says, "Jamane mateluba." Jamane mateluba. Mateluba is the key here. That means because it's not agreeable to me. The simple negative version of this phrase is matebu. Matebu, not agreeable, not agreeable. You might be able to use this phrase to describe things that you cannot eat without endangering yourself. For example, flour. The word for flour in Burmese is jong. So you can say jong ne matebu. Jong ne matebu. Flour is not agreeable to me. Or peanut. The word for peanut in Burmese is miebe. So you might say miebene matebu. Miebene matebu. Peanut is not agreeable to me. Literally, you're saying, I don't get along with peanut, or I don't get along with flour. But this is essentially how you express that you don't do well with some ingredients. These are all the patterns and the practices for this chapter. Hope you'll join me again in the next chapter and another dialogue. I'll see you later. Nau matuime.